Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. To start off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we're going to head over to the Irish Midlands as we take a listen to the band Lunasa, a group that was first formed back in 1997. And Lunasa has become one of the most sought-after bands on today's traditional Irish music scene. From an album titled La Nua, here's Lunasa with the Fruit Market Reels, right here on 101.5. Thank you.
you ever get the time, please think of me. It's a lock that can't be broken, and there isn't any key. I'm only in your mind, only you can set me free. You can't hurt me anymore, and it isn't hard to see. Someday someone will leave you, and I know you'll feel the same. But you'll mark it down to memory and the dream. Given when love is just a game, and you never wanted me, and now I feel the same.
That was the late Sandy Denny, who emerged on the British folk music revival scene back in the mid-1960s. Sandy was born on the 6th of January, 1947, and she would have been 74 years old this year if she was still with us. Sadly, Sandy died 43 years ago on April 21st, 1978, at the age of just 31 years old. We heard Sandy's arrangement of a song written by American folk musician Jackson C. Frank, a track that comes from a fine compilation album titled Where the Time Goes. The song is titled You Never Wanted Me. In front of Sandy Denny, we heard Connie Dover, fine singer from Kansas City, Missouri. Connie used to be the lead vocalist for the traditional Celtic group Scarter Glen, a band that performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival back in 1985 and 1992. We heard a song called Somebody, the title track to Connie's debut solo album from 1991. And this is a traditional song that was adapted by Connie and Scotland's Phil Cunningham of Silly Wizard fame, who also produced this album. Starting off today's show was Ireland's Lunasa, with the Fruit Market Reels, a medley of three tunes that included Joe Tom's, Super Nose, and Bun Tata's Scandan, a track that comes from Lunasa's eighth major release. It's called La Nua, which means New Day in Irish. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Queued up next, a song by Heidi Talbot, who was born in Ireland's the County Kildare, and Heidi was the lead singer for New York's Cherish the Ladies for some 5 years, before moving back to Ireland in 2005. She now lives in Edinburgh with her husband John McCusker and their two daughters, Molly Mae and Jessica. We're going to hear a song called Will I Ever Go to Sleep, a track that comes from Heidi's fourth solo CD, Angels Without Wings. Heidi Talbot here on 101.5.
I wonder if I'll ever get to sleep. swear it won't, 'cause I'm young and I don't like sheep. Come back home, make it okay. I'm tired of you being away. Come on, love, I pray you'll be home soon. Soon I get to sleep.
Transports will see them no more.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll down. Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down.
There, sweet ladies of Plymouth, we'll pay all your rent.
Roll down.
Nor roving no more till our money's all spent.
Walk around me, brave boys, and roll down, and we will roll.
That was Nos, spelt G-N-O-S-S, a new Celtic band from Scotland made up of four talented young musicians, that includes Aidan Moody, Graham Rory, Connor Sinclair, and Craig Baxter. And the lads all got together at Glasgow's Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. We heard a reel titled That's Me, a track that comes from the band's brand new second album, The Light of the Moon. Before Noss, hailing from the County Durham in the northeast of England, we heard The Young'uns, a trio made up of Sean Cooney, David Eagle, and Michael Hughes, who specialize in singing unaccompanied. We heard a track from the trio's third album, When Our Grandfather Said No, and we heard a shanty written by English folk singer Peter Bellamy called Roll Down. And the Young'uns performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival back in 2019. Started off that set with the County Kildare's Heidi Talbot and a song called Will I Ever Go to Sleep, a track from an album called Angels Without Wings that Heidi recorded in 2013. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music, so try and stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargo Facebook page at Waxies Dargo Radio. Up next, a song by Tom Landa and the Paperboys, a Juno Award-winning band from Vancouver that's been entertaining us now for some 30 years. We're going to hear a track from the band's ninth studio album, At Peace with One's Ghosts, and a song written by Tom called Better Than the Last. Tom Landa and the Paperboys here on 101.5.
From now on this year to end. So the rays are glass, the midnight fireworks blast. Leave my troubles in the past, hoping this year's better than the last. Hoping this year's better than the troubles in the past, hoping this year's better than the last. Hoping this year's better than the last. Hoping this year's better than the
weathered by the whiskey in the pack of cigarettes he smoked today. He sits there at the bar, every sip he has takes him away. See, now he's a younger man, the world is his, he can't go wrong. Sometimes I wonder if his life gets better as the night goes. So set him up another round to keep his dream alive. We'll raise our glasses and we'll sing with him for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne. Hey, hey! I watch his pantomime, he reminds me of a friend of mine. Speaks to shadows from another time, they keep on smiling. And from across the bar, I try to figure out who they are. Morning must be bitter when he wakes to find himself alone. So set him up another round to keep his dream alive. We'll raise our glasses and we'll sing with him for old. They wait for him to bring them back again. He stumbles in the street, pisses in the parking lot. And after all he's done, those memories are all he's got. So set him up another round to keep his dream alive. We'll raise our glasses and we'll sing with him for old. We'll be right back.
doesn't reach her high notes when you're not around. So won't you come on home? You left, took the summer with you, and the gin turned bitter all over Soho. I try to keep myself high, but I need you like the scrapers need the sky. You know I'm bad at this. Never did learn the grace to let something go. You left and it turned me bitter, hard and cold as winter. Now they're tearing down so.
Now living in London, Maz O'Connor is a fine singer who originally comes from the seaport town of Barrow-in-Furness in the County Cumbria in northwest of England. And she's just announced that for her future musical projects, Maz has decided to perform under the name Vulpes, which is the Latin word for fox. We heard a new single that Vulpes has just released. It's called Soho. And it's all about the change of London's iconic West End from a independent spirit into a corporate void. Before Maz O'Connor, a.k.a. Vulpes, we heard Ishgabaha, a band that was first formed in London, Ontario, back in 1988. And Ishgabaha was a popular draw on the Canadian folk music circuit, and performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival back in 1995. Featuring the lead vocals of Alan Glenn, who also wrote the song, we heard a piece of music called Weathered by the Whiskey, a track we're sending out especially for Jan, and it comes from an album titled Voice of the Voyager. Starting off that set was Vancouver's Tom Landa and the Paperboys with a song called Better Than the Last, a track from an album titled At Peace with One's Ghost from 2014. Up next, some new music by Newfoundland's Alan Doyle. We're going to hear the opening track from a new 6-track EP that Alan has just released. We're going to hear his arrangement of a song written by the late Ron Hines, the popular Newfoundland folk singer-songwriter who died on November 19, 2015, at the age of 64 from cancer. The song is called Back Home on the Island. Alan Doyle here on 101.5.
Back home on the island, people are remembering a better day. It used to be a place where the fishermen gathered in their oilskins on the bay. All the tired nights round a warm wood stove in that old sou'wester, how she really drove into every harbor, every cove, like the devil outside your door. Back home on the island, people are watching the sun go down on what used to be a mighty good fishing ground. It'll never be the same again, 'cause all the trawlers came and they picked it clean, and what was left of the pickings was a little too lean. Now Lukey's old boat is just a pale shade of green that's laying upon the sand. And if you think that's a joke, well, let me tell you, brother, that I don't see nothing to laugh about. And you better get out while you think you still can. Here they got a few jobs left on the mainland. Back home on the island, people awaken to another day. They're thinking that there's gotta be a better way than just drawing that welfare pay. And all the kids are in school, so they don't get fooled, and they won't be dependent on those fishing tools. But they'll do them just as good as any golden rule after everything is said and done. Thank you.
And what's it like behind those eyes? What's the weary world go by unnoticed, unrecognized, unbowed, uncowed, unbroken? Pandora's box wide open, hasp and hinge is broken. Pandora's box wide open. And amid the braying of the herd and the steady fraying of the nares, ten of a million, million words that are left unspoken. Pandora's box wide open. Hasp and hinge is broken. Pandora's box wide open. When any dog can have his day, no leash to keep the beast at bay, no muzzle to get in the way. Measured words of discontent, quiet voice raised in dissent, wheels of justice badly bent, bent and all but broken. Pandora's box wide open. Hasp and hinge is broken. Pandora's box wide open. But it's what I see, I can't deny the evidence of my own eyes. Man exalted, man despised, man all bent and broken. Pandora's box wide open. Hasp and hinge is broken. Pandora's box wide open.
Multiple Juno Award winner David Francie, who was born in Ayrshire, Scotland back in 1954. David immigrated to Canada with his family in the mid-1960s, and he now lives in southern Ontario. We heard a song called Pandora's Box, one of my favorite tracks from an album titled So Say We All. This is David's 10th solo album, and it was released in 2013. Before David Francie, Newfoundland's Alan Doyle with Back Home on the Island, a track from Alan's brand new EP, Back to the Harbor, that he just released. And this is a follow-up to last year's EP, Rough Side Out. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon's show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5. UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Fluke, the Anglo-Irish Celtic music quartet that features the dueling flute and whistle playing of Brian Finnegan, Sarah Allen, and Michael McGoldrick. And Fluke was first formed back some 25 years ago in 1995, and they performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 2006. We're going to hear Fluke's arrangement of a tune written by England's Andy Cutting called The History Man. And this track was recorded live at the Sidmouth Festival in August 1996. So good night, take care, keep safe, and help look after others when you can. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Fluke with a tune called The History Man. Bye for now.